Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Hello, and welcome to episode 33 of the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel. I am so glad you're here. Today's podcast will be just a little different than what I typically do. We are in the middle of a series called Why Pray? And today my heart is overwhelmed in sorrow and grief for the families of the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting. Oh, Jesus, we need you. My heart aches so deeply. And I have been in so much grief and sorrow today. When I read the words that this was their last week of school, I could relate so closely as each of my children are finishing up their school year this week. I decided that for today's podcast, I would read a chapter that has meant so much to me. Psalm 55. Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught because of what my enemy is saying, because of the threats of the wicked. For they bring down suffering on me and assail me in their anger. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away and stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter, far from the tempest and storm. Lord, confuse the wicked. Confound their words, for I see violence and strife in the city. Day and night they prowl about on its walls. Malice and abuse are within it. Destructive forces are at work in the city. Threats and lies never leave its streets. If an enemy were assaulting me, I could endure it. If a foe were rising against me, I could hide. But as you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship at the house of God, as we walked among the worshipers. Let death take my enemies by surprise. Let them go down alive to the realm of the dead, for evil finds lodging among them. As for me, I call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I cry out in distress, and he hears my voice. He rescues me unharmed from the battle waged against me, even though many oppose me. God, who is enthroned from of old, who does not change, who will hear them and humble them, because they have no fear of God. My companion attacks his friends. He violates his covenant. His talk is smooth as butter, yet war is in his heart. His words are more soothing than oil, yet they are drawn swords. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But you, God, will bring down the wicked into the pit of decay. The bloodthirsty and deceitful will not live out half their days, but as for me, I trust in you. I will close this short podcast with a prayer. It is a prayer of declaration written from Psalm 55, 16 through 23. God, I call to you. No matter who or what everyone else turns to, I turn to you because you save me. No matter the time of day, I cry out to you in my distress, and you hear my voice. You rescue me without even a scratch in the midst of the battle. You have sat on the throne since the beginning of time, and you do not change. You humble those who have no fear of you. When I give my burdens to you, you sustain me. When my heart aligns with yours, I am not shaken. Though evil can seem to have the upper hand, God, you are still in control. As for me, I trust in you. Amen. You'll find this prayer as a part of the Praying the Psalms Bible Reading Plan and Journal and the 31 Days of Praying the Psalms prayer card pack. God bless you from wherever you're listening. For those who are grieving, my heart aches for you and I continue to pray for you. I want you to remember that God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.